We'll see.
You don't want to give us one of that.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Is it at all related to the hit that you took from Cam Chancellor?
I don't want to get into it much, you know. So it's just a, you know, bumps and bruises like everybody else. You know, it was a tough time of year. We have, you know, a lot of guys have been going for a long time, a lot longer than me. So everyone's dealing with something. It's part of football, you know.
You know how much you value practice. You know, missing a couple of practices. I mean, how much does that affect you in a week of preparation to be ready for a game on Sunday?
I'm not sure. Yeah, because, you know, I haven't done it in a long time, so we'll just see. You know, you work hard to do the best you can do, whatever it is, on a given day. If you can practice, great. And if you don't have the opportunity to do it, then, you know, that's the way it goes. Then you got to do the best you can to get out there and help the team. So just trying to do it the most I can to get out there. And, you know, if I get my shot on Sunday, then I'll do the best I can do.
And we're just getting you coming off the field. I mean, can you give us a feel for how you feel just after giving it a little bit of a test here?
Like I said, everyone's dealing with just some bumps and bruises, so it's just part of football. It's football season, and I'm not the only one dealing with them. There's a lot of guys dealing with a lot of stuff, and certainly in our locker room. So it's just part of this game.
I'm sure you're familiar with what the team's been working on the 2 days that you did miss, but do you feel like it's a cram at all when you're out on the field from today, when you only do it one day out there with those guys?
I feel like I got a lot of football kind of stored up. Not that it's not great, but, it's, you know, I always prefer practicing. But if you can't practice, then you can't practice. And then, like I said, you do the best you can do it until you get out there. And then when you get out there, do the best you can do. I wish I could give you guys more, but there's not much to elaborate on.
You feel like you're improving day by day?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, games against the Jets in recent years have been very close.
Yep.
Curious sort of what your takeaway has been from those contests as you look into Sunday.
Yeah, there have been a lot of close games, and they because they're, you know, they're a very tough, hard-nosed team. You know, they always have been. They, you know, all those games that we play against them are tight games. They're got a lot of good skill players. You know, they got a really good defense. They've had a good defense for a long time, so they always, you know, are in the game right there, and they find a way to create turnovers. And they're a real good football team. They got a good front, you know, good linebacker, experienced, and then some of the best players in the secondary that you'll see all season.
And what about Revis? You know, as you studied them this year, what do you see from him?
I mean, he's a phenomenal player. I mean, everybody has up and down games, but he's been one of the best for a long time. So I think you always have to have a lot of respect for that, what his abilities are, and you know, playing against him, practicing against him every day when he was here. You know, he's an incredible player, and he's, you know, been that way since he came in the league in 07. You know, just his coverage ability, different than a lot of corners, because he does everything. I mean, he goes inside, outside. I mean, he's locked down a lot of people over the years, so it's pretty amazing just what he's able to do. You know, outside of scheme help, it was never any scheme help for him. He just, I got you, and I'm going to take you out of the game, and he always gets everyone's best player, and, you know, those guys always come out of the game with, you know, hardly any catches, so it's pretty amazing.
Some have said, like, I don't even want to challenge him, like, in the past. This year, apparently, for those who have watched their games a little closer, have noticed he has been challenged maybe a little bit deep. From your perspective, I mean, is there sort of a balance there to say, look, you know, I don't want to be afraid to challenge him if he's there, but in the past...
Yeah, I think you evaluate your options, you know, and, you know, there's been some balls caught deep. A.J. Green caught one. Marquise Goodwin caught one. Kenny Britt caught one. So, you know, you watch the film and you know, if we have an opportunity and someone's back there and I see it, you know, obviously that's kind of a quarterback. And that's come up quite a few times this year where maybe someone's not the intended receiver and then you go, oh my God, they're running past them, and then you just try to lay it up there. So, and our guys got pretty good speed. So, you know, if they're trying to sit on things, you got to throw it by them. If they're backing off, you got to throw it underneath them. So it's just, that's the cat and mouse game that you play with a lot of good players. But, you know, he's a guy that always kind of takes things away, and he knows our guys, and I'm sure we'll get his best this week. That's what I'm sure of that.
Sorry about that.
Yep, no problem.
You're on the verge of win number 200, and I know you're not a big stat guy, but considering that's a big team accomplishment, does that mean more than maybe some of the other records that you have chased or broken already?
I haven't thought much about it, you know. I love winning games. I think that's what it comes down to. So that's why we all play, and I've just been a part of so many great teams and play with great coaches. And none of those things, obviously, nobody can win a football game by themselves. I mean, you need a lot of help from a lot of people, and it takes everybody. And everyone's got a very important job, and you never know when your number's going to be called and to show up to work every day, and you got to count on the guy next to you. And I've been able to count on a lot of people over the years. I mean, a lot of guys who have battled through a lot of, you know, football things, football injuries, and, you know, it's a tough sport. So means I've been around for a little bit. And, you know, play with a lot of great players on a lot of great teams.
Tomorrow will be 10 years since they made the change from grass to turf out here.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if you remember that last game on grass against the Jets. It was kind of a really muddy game. What were your thoughts and memories of that?
Yeah, we lost that game. That was a tough, tough loss. They, it was a real nasty game. And the weather was bad. The field was pretty messed up from the start of the year at that point. And then we got a pretty big rain that day. And then after that was the Chicago game. Then we ended up playing on turf. But I think most players prefer grass. You know, if you could play on a good grass surface, that's always, I think, a little more fun for the players. But I don't know, maybe one day you guys can ask Mr. Kraft to put grass back in here for us players.
Well, that's interesting, because it seemed like in that game we're talking about that you kind of had some trouble planting. That I'm sure it messes with mechanics when things are muddy. But is field turf kind of that happy medium where you can feel stable, but it's not as bad as the old Ashford turf? Is there?
Yeah. I'm not sure what other people's experiences have been. I think it's. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're lobbying for grass a little bit.
I think everybody likes grass. I think players like to play on grass. And we practice on grass every day. You know, I think we as players, we're out there on grass practice fields every day. So you get used to the grass. And growing up, I played on all grass. And, I think it's easier to land on the grass than land it on the...
If you could have, and I guess with the consistency or without the inconsistency of what was going on back in 2006, that would be the idea.
Sure, yeah. I think everybody would love a good grass surface to play on. That'd be great. All those European soccer teams get all the grass when they come to the stadium. That's a good point, right?
Bill spoke this morning a little bit about Martellus's dependability.
Yeah.
But I want to get from your perspective, it looked like this was two games ago. You guys had a couple back shoulder throws working.
Yep. Yeah, he's done a great job, and he's been out there every week to compete. And, he's a very tough guy. I mean, when you see him, he's 6'7", 280. I mean, he doesn't back down from anybody. So I think it's just him showing up to work every day, ready to go, and, excited about what he's got to do and whether he's been asked to block or catch. You know, he's caught a lot of good balls, a lot of big balls. His run after catch is, pretty incredible for someone that's his size. So I think that's what makes him such a dynamic player when the ball's in his hands. He's got great run after catch. But he's got a unique, very unique skill set, very unique knowledge of the game. I mean, he's a very smart player. So it's been great to be out there with him.
Is his catch radius at all similar to Robson? We spoke about that in the past.
But yeah.
Is he the kind of guy where you feel like he can get it in his area?
Definitely, definitely. Because he's got a size advantage on basically everybody he plays against. So, I mean, it's hard to cover those guys because they've got that size, and he's got quickness and speed too. So it's just about making really a good throw and giving him an opportunity to make a play on the ball.
Now, what do you like about the prospect of lining up in the gun with James and Dion in the same backfield? How does that expand kind of what you can do offensively to manipulate matchups? And
yeah, they're both very shifty, quick, fast players, so to get them both out there on the same field, you hope you can get a mismatch there. And they're both really good runners. I mean, great in the pass game. So it's good to have different packages with different players in the game, so they got to prepare for some things too. So I got a lot of confidence in both those guys. I mean, what James White's done for us, what Dion did for us in the first 10 games of last year was incredible, and then James stepped in and did an unbelievable job, and then now to have both of them out there making plays in both the run game and the pass game has been great. So, we've got to continue to find ways to incorporate everybody. There's a lot of good skill players, and how to get everybody on the field and different personnel groupings. So, you know, not one position's really carrying the load. And those guys are have done a great job of that.
With all the depth and Dion back and Seth Robb and Martellus, is this one of the best arrays of weapons that you've had during your career?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, we still got a lot of football left, and I think, you know, we've been productive when we've executed at the level that we're capable of, you know, and that's what we're shooting for every week. So, you know, I think we can certainly make improvements, and everybody can, but, you know, I'd love for us to go out there and click for 60 minutes and see what it looks like. And we've had spurts of that, but it'd be great to see it, you know, over the course of an entire game. And, you know, I got a lot of confidence in our skill players and what they can do and getting open versus man-to-man coverage and the intelligence to find the zones when they play zone coverage. And, you know, our backfield, guys been running the ball good. So you're right. We got some good areas we can try to exploit every week. And, you know, it's about us being comfortable running those plays against, you know, whatever weaknesses we think the other team has and trying to go out there and execute it.
What do you think has to happen for that to click for all 60 minutes?
I think that's every team's goal, is to see, you know, how you can do it. It's a lot of concentration. It's a lot of focus. It's a lot of good, you know, energy and enthusiasm for what we're trying to do. It's a challenging thing to do over the course of a long season. Like I said, it's hopefully whatever you put out is good enough to beat the team you're playing. And the better teams you play, you know, the higher level you're going to have to be at. So we're playing a team that's a very good defense. So we got to be at a pretty high level this week.
Tom, last year you guys were at 62% passes, 38 run. This year it's a little more balanced. I think it's 55-45 about. Was it a focal point for you guys coming into this season to be able to run the ball, especially when you saw so many nickel and so many dime defenses?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's you're whatever you choose to do, you know, you want to do it efficiently. So, I'm not so much of a, you know, 50-50 person. I think it's always good to have both. Some games, you know, the way the defense plays you, it forces you to throw it a lot. Some days, you know, it forces you to run it a lot. And whatever you do, you have to be able to be efficient to move the ball. So if they're going to give you soft looks and force you to run it, then you got to make a lot of yards running it. And then once they start becoming a little bit more aggressive, then you got to take advantage of it, you know, trying to find holes in the defense throwing the ball. So there's some teams that, you know, dare us to run the ball, and that's when we got to run it and, you know, run them out of it, basically. And, you know, this is the team. They're good run stoppers, period, all of them in the front, because they're big, physical. They're all 300-pound guys that have good athleticism, first-round picks. So they're pretty confident in their matchups. But we're still going to have to do a good job up front and, you know, try to – if they're forcing us to run it, then we got to still, you know, be able to make yards. Thank you, guys.